V'alkein, Rav Nosson Zal says, Be'emes, b'shar nidvois ha-mishkon, nosnu kol echod kefi berchas Hashem, u'kefi nidmas liboy. When it came to other times when a person wanted to contribute money to the Mishkan, each person gave whatever they wanted. One guy gave 10,000 and another guy gave 10 cents. One person brought a cow as a sacrifice and the other person brought a handful of flour. And the Torah writes that all were equal. All were considered accepted by Hashem in a big way. K'moy Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi HaKodesh says, Sholosh Truma Isnemrukan, that it says the word Truma three times. When it talks about the Machtzis HaShekel, in that paragraph in the Torah, it mentions the word Truma three times, to show that there were different Trumot that were handled different ways. Ach Bahashkolim, however, when it came to this fundraising appeal, the Machtzis HaShekel, his hiram, they were warned, sheyitnu kulam b'shoveh, that everybody should give equal. Nobody is being asked to give more than the other guy. Kidei shemizeh yilmedu v'yovinu hu'ashirim remozim li'atzman. This was a message to the wealthy Jews that they should learn and realize, shelo yizgo le'olam b'matnas yodam, that they should never feel big with what they give, their donations. Afilu kishnoisim harbe, even when he's going to make a donation of $10,000, this was the kickoff, the most important appeal for the Mishkan. This was going to be the tikkun for the Pegama, the Ekel Azov and everything. And when that tikkun was being made, everybody was equal. The millionaire wasn't allowed to give one penny more than the poor person because he wanted to be told that you're not one drop better than him. And even though a month from now you're going to donate $10,000, still it's not going to give you the right to feel one drop bigger than the poor guy whose 10 cents equals your $10,000. He's not one drop less because of it. Ki roi lahem lahovin, because it's proper for the rich people to understand, Shashem Yisborach Yochoy Lahokim Amishkon Aidei Ho'aniyim Kemoy Aidei Ashirim, that Hashem has the ability to set up the Mishkan using the poor people only, just as much as the rich people. Hashem doesn't need you any more than he needs him. Ki Ho'osher Vakovoid Milafonov. Where does richness come from? It comes from Hashem. Hashem doesn't need you. You're not doing Hashem any favor. Hashem has the ability to make this one poor and this one rich at will. Ubevadai mi sheyeshloi ma'at das amiti, and certainly anybody who's got a little bit of true sechel, roi loy lohovin shelo yizgoer, should realize not to feel big. Afilu ho'oysher hanoisin stoka harbe l'tamidei chachomim. Even the very, very rich person who gives a lot of stoka to tamidei chachomim. Adarabba, just the opposite. Roy loy lehizbayesh ulehizbatel mo'oid. The person should feel tremendous embarrassment and bitul, consider himself nothing. Mihu kizochol hazeh. Who am I that I was given this privilege? Who am I to deserve to be given this privilege of giving money to Talmidecha, that their Torah, I have a chelik in their Torah. Shenosam Hashem Yisborach Ashirus Kozeh Shezoich Lahafzik HaTalmidechomim, that Hashem has given me the privilege of having this money, you know, to help support the Torah. V'gam Adai Nisholoi Har Behoin Voisha Bevesoi. And again, it's not like he gave it all away. He still has a lot of money in his house. He still has a beautiful house, you know, and beautiful furnishings. Ki Bevadai Einoi Noisein Afilu Hamachtso Meoshroi. Because in 100% of cases, just about, the rich guy never even gives away half of what he has. V'ha'oni V'hadal Shehu Ish Kosher Kamoisoi. And the poor person, who's just as religious as him, and in most cases, the poor person is more religious than the rich person. He goes to shul more often than the rich guy, and he does more mitzvah, he learns more Torah, and does more mitzvahs. The poor person usually does not have food and clothing at home, and he doesn't have the privilege of supporting Talmidei Chachamim with his money. And so, therefore, how in the world can the rich guy feel proud and arrogant with the money that Hashem has given him, shenishar etzloi harbe, where he, even after all of his giving, he's still left with a pretty bundle. He still has a lot of money. V'gam machzika talmid chochem, and despite having so much himself, he's been given the privilege to support the talmid chochem. Shezoyche shi'eloi keren kayemes lo'ad, whereby he's been given a privilege to give money to a place where it's being saved for him eternally. It's going into his permanent savings account in Gan Eden, the tzedakah that he gives. V'chol ze rimeiz lohem Hashem yisborach b'hashkolim shetzivo shi'itnu kulam b'shoveh. All of this was hinted to the Yidden in the Shkolim that they were instructed to give equally, lahoyrois, to show them. Just as the Adonim, which were the supports for the Mishkan, that was what held up the Mishkan. How was it given? It was given by all Jews being equal. Each one gave an equal amount. Just like Hashem was able to come up with the bucks that were needed for the Adonim, with everybody being equal, by each person giving just half a shekel, Hashem could just as easily have built the whole Mishkan with everybody being equal. Ach, who chofetz lizkois es kol echod kefierkoi. However, Hashem wanted to give each one a privilege based on his value, based on his level of affluence. Kefia shaloi niskenu alilois. To the extent that Hashem gave each person wealth, you know, distributed wealth, or dependent on each person's situation. Aval atem ho ashirim al tizgo. But you rich people, don't be big shots. Kimimenu hakoil, because it's all from Hashem. Kama shamar David, as David HaMelech said, kimimcho hakoil umiyotcho nasanu loch. Everything comes from Hashem's hands, and it's from Hashem's hands that we give to Hashem. You're not giving what's yours, it doesn't belong to you. Hashem gave it to you, and you're giving from what Hashem originally gave to you. Ki ikar hatzdoko lahachzik hatalmidei chachamim hamoilidim halochos. Because the main tzedakah, the highest level tzedakah, is the tzedakah that's supporting those talmidei chachamim who bring forth the new halochos. Sheze bechinas hakomas hamishkon. That kind of charity is called building the Mishkan. She'oiskim atzadikim, which is the avodah of the tzadikim. That's their job, building the Mishkan. Bechinas Moshe, bechol dor vador. Those tzadikim who are in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, they're busy doing this in every generation, building the Mishkan, meaning building the place, the production site for all the new Torah, the new halachos that need to be taught for every generation. She'ho ikar hu ahavo uklolius. And the most important ingredient that's needed is love and merging together. That's how we could succeed in revealing the oneness of Hashem from tremendous diversification, from tremendous variety. Purim is the time when we erase Haman, who comes from Amalek. Rav Nosson Zal very often mentions them together in one. But Haman Amalek, it's one. Amalek is poigim in all the things we mentioned before. The Achdus of Hashem, the throne of Hashem. You remember we spoke earlier about Hashem sitting on the throne. And as long as Amalek's around, the throne of Hashem is incomplete. All those different issues. Ukemavor leil mize bois chov zayin, as is explained in this halacha. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Kireshis goyim Amalek. There's a pasuk that says that the leader of all the nations is Amalek. Shehu bechinas koifer. He's the atheist. He's anti-faith. The opposite of faith in Hashem. Veroitzel levalvel ulahatil pegam bahareshis. He's the one who tries to mess up and inject a pegam in the reshis, in the oneness of Hashem. He tries to inject a defect into the beginning, to make it appear as if Hashem hasn't done anything to help us yet. Because if you remember, we learned earlier, we said that what was the difference between Dovid HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu's job was much harder because we said Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have anything to thank Hashem for yet. When it came to him davening that Hashem take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, he didn't have what to thank Hashem for because there hadn't been any major Yeshua for Kal Yisrael yet. Whereas once Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in taking the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, now when it came to Dovid HaMelech davening, he was able to take off where Moshe Rabbeinu started, you know, from that. Like Moshe Rabbeinu ended with Ashrei and Dovid HaMelech began with Ashrei. Remember we had that discussion. So now he's saying, look at Amalek. Amalek tried to make it seem as if, oh, the Jews were coming out of Mitzrayim. Everybody's afraid of them. Baloney, who's afraid of them? He went and started up with them right at that point to make it seem as if the Yidden weren't so matzliach with getting out of Mitzrayim. He was the first one that came to start up with the Yidden when they left Mitzrayim. And he strengthened himself with his evil to stand up against the Yidden. Imagine, Hashem had done such miracles for the Yidden when it came to going out of Mitzrayim to such a point where Paroi was forced to admit Hashem Hatzadik Vani Vami Horishoim. Paroi said that already. Vamolek who az ponem kozer. And this Amolek was such a chutzpinyak. The Yotza Kenegdom that he went out against them with chutz. I'm not bowing to, I'm not afraid of anybody. Ukamashapirish Rashi Shom al posuk ksoiv zois zikoroin basefer. As we find in the Rashi, on the pasuk that says, write this down for forever, for the Yidden to remember, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Moshel la'ambati roitachas. This could be compared to a boiling hot bathtub, which nobody wants to go into, but when they see one person goes in there and survives it, so people aren't afraid of it so more. The Yidden, when they came out of Mitzrayim, were like a boiling hot bathtub that nobody would dream of starting up with. And Amalek was the one who put a hole in that balloon, who busted the balloon, that look, even though, and Rashi says over there, even though the one that goes in gets burned, but at least he cools it off everybody else. That's the point. And that's what Amalek was out to do. Asher korcho baderech. His job is to cool off the Yidden. That when the Yidden are burning fire and everybody's afraid to go near them, Amalek's job is just to make it cool enough that people aren't afraid to start up with the Yidden. Kihu koifer mitchilo vatsoif, because he's a non-believer from beginning to end. She koifer bahanisim vaniflois shos Hashem yizborach imonu becholeis. He does not believe in all the miracles that Hashem has done for us at all times. Upoigim bechol hatikunim hamavuorim leil, and he's the one who causes a pegam to all the different tikunim that we spoke about earlier. Vohoiker. The main damage that he does is shemizgare umizgaber shelo yizgale chas v'sholem achdus haposhut mitoch pulos mishtanes v'kanal. He works very hard to block us from revealing the oneness of Hashem from the pulos mishtanos. V'hu oirev al kol Yisrael tomid. He's constantly, what's the word, oirev, lying in waiting to pounce on us. And the main time that he causes problems is when the Jews are in Golos and they're going through difficult times. That's when he tries to inject his atheism into the hearts of the Yidden. To try to convince us that Hashem hasn't really done anything yet to help us. Again, to bust the balloon, that kind of thing. V'zeh b'chinas is gabrus homan Amalek b'soif ha'golus shel bovel. This is also why we find Amalek making an appearance when the Jews were at the end of Golus Bovel. They had been kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. They were in Golus for 70 years. The Golus with Bovel lasted 70 years. And all the way at the end of the 70 years is when Homan came and started his business. Shekvar his Gaber Nebuchadnezzar. This was at the time when Nebuchadnezzar had already done his thing. He had risen up against the Jews, Vehechriv Beis HaMikdash, and he had destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Sheomad Kama Meos Shonim, which was standing for hundreds of years, 420 years, I think. The first Beis HaMikdash, I think, was 420 years, or 410 years. V'sheni Tovchof, exactly. The first one was 410 years that the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and still Nebuchadnezzar succeeded in burning it down. V'higlos Yisrael me'artzom, and he threw the Jews out of Eretz Yisrael. Shuv ein lohem tikva, and Amalek was trying to convince the Yidden that there's no hope for Shuv ein lohem tikva chas v'shalom lo shuv chas v'shalom, when it appeared as if there was no hope anymore for the Yidden to come back. Once Nebuchadnezzar had chased the Yidden out of Eretz Yisrael and succeeded in burning down the Beis HaMikdash, it appeared to the Yidden as if there's no hope in coming back. V'alkein hizgaber hu v'zaroi hatomei levatel binyan Beis HaMikdash. And this is why Haman and his Tomei children were working so hard to try to block the Beis HaMikdash from being rebuilt. Because at the end of that 70-year Golus Bavel is when the Jews were supposed to come back and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Omar, because Haman said, She'efes tikva l'Yisrael chas v'shalom. There's no hope for the Jews. V'zeh shel kosuv, this is where it says in Megillas Esther, that when Haman spoke to Ahasuerus, what did he say? Yeshnoi am echod. There exists one nation, one people. V'dorshu razal, and the Gemara says, why did he say Yeshnoi? Yeshnoi means there is. Elokehem yoshonhu. Their Hashem is sleeping. Their Hashem is old. Dahainu shelo yoshia oid chasashon liYisrael. He can't help the Yidden anymore. Keilu hu yoshen. It's like he's asleep. He's finished. Hashem's over with. Vizehu mefuzor umefoirod bein hoamim. Note how Haman described the Yidden. They're all separated. They're spread out and separated among the other nations. V'dosehem shoinois mikolom. And their laws are different from all other people. She'omar, Haman said, she'hem mefuzorin umefoirodin umefoirodin bein hoamim. The Jews are not one anymore. They're separated among all the nations. Bechinas ribui shinui deois umachloikis. He was implying that the Yidden are holding by all kinds of different opinions. There's a lot of machlokes. Bechinas pizur upirud bein ho'amim. Shenoflu ledeoi so'ayin amim. He was implying that the Yidden have fallen into the wisdoms of the 70 nations. Shekol zeh hepech klolios hapulois mishtanois bechad aposhel kanal. Which is the opposite of pa'ulois mishtanois becoming part of the oneness. He was saying, Yeshnoi am echod, they were once one nation, but now they're mefuzur amaforet beinu amim. Now they're as far from one as could be. They're spread out all over the place, and they're not united at all. V'zehu, this is what he meant when he said, V'dosehem shoinois. Their laws are different. Different. Their laws are not one. He was being koifer in the Torah. She'omar shedas Yisrael bebechinas hisgabrus hashinuyim v'hapizur v'hapirud chas v'shalom. He was saying, ha ha ha, you thought that their laws are one, that their Torah is one. Kutshu berichu v'Yisrael v'yraisa chadhu. But look, they're not one anymore. V'doseim, the word shoinois means different. And here he wanted to say that their laws are different from each other. It's all pulois mishtanas. Achdus haposhut is dead and buried. That's what he wanted to say. Ki kofar bedas Yisrael hakodosh, because he denied the holy culture of Klal Yisrael. Shekol das toiroseinu hakodosho hu shalidei das toiroseinu hakodosho nichlolem bechod haposhut alidei kol mitzvah mitzvah. Because the whole concept of our religion, of our mitzvahs, is the fact that through the mitzvahs, we merge with the Achdus HaPoshut, with Hashem. Each time a Jew does a mitzvah, he becomes part of the oneness of Hashem. Because we said many times, the word mitzvah is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Mem and Tzadik in Atbash become Yud Hei. So the whole concept of mitzvah is the key to my merging with the oneness, with Hashem Echod. Vayidei kol ois v'dibur shel HaTorah HaKdoshah, through every mitzvah and through every letter of the Torah, a Jew merges with Hashem. Ki oiraiso Yisroel v'kutshebrichu kulu chad. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Yidden and the Torah and Hashem are one. And this is what Haman HaMolek denies. Haman says, V'doseim Shoina, they're not one, there's pirud by them. We're not the only ones who are separate, the Jews are separate too. Meforad, there's divisiveness among them. And Mefuzar Beno Amim, and Doseim Shoina, their Torah is not one anymore. Their Torah is also scattered. V'Haman rotzo lahafoy hakayra chasusham. Haman wanted to turn over the pot like. V'omar shehakoil behepech, everything is the opposite. V'alkein rotzol iskapal Yisrael lahashmid la'roigliabed. This is why he wanted to murder all the Yidden. Ki hu bechinas hisgabrus hadomim b'shas hatzora. Haman represents the blood that rushes, that becomes very powerful at the time that a person feels a sudden shock, a sudden tension, a sudden fright, chas v'shalom. Whether it's a woman that's about to give birth, or chas v'shalom, a person suddenly goes through a very tense item, ki hu mizera Esav admoini, because Amalek is a grandson of Esav, who's red, damim, the blood. Al shem tagburois hadamim horoim, they represent this bad blood that rises up and wants to rush the heart, you know, chas v'shalom, and harm the person. Shemishom sitra demoisa, that's where the Malach HaMavis draws his power. The side of death comes from. Shenimshach michet etzadas toivora, which come the death was introduced to the world as a result of eating from the etzadas. Kemoisham razal, as the Gemara says in Chulin, Haman minatoyra minayin. Where do we see Haman mentioned in the Chumash? The Gemara says, Shenemar hamin ho'eitz asher da-da-da-da-da. Did you eat from that tree that I told you not to eat from, Hashem asked? And the word hamin in the Sefer Torah is written, hey mem nun, Haman. So we see that Haman is associated with the Eitz Hadas, which is the source of death. That's what brought death into the world, right? So he represents Sitra Demoisa, he represents Esav, which is that Tagburois Hadamim that happens during a time of Tzara. Sheoz Nigzar Misa, it's at the time of the Eitz Hadas that the decree of death was decreed. V'alkein Rotzo Lechalois Es Yisroel Chasashom. That's why Haman wanted to kill, to destroy the Yidden, because he comes from the Eitz Hadas, which is death. That's what it's all about. V'chein hu b'chol doer u'b'chol odom. And the same thing applies in every generation to every single individual Jew. K'may shekosu, as the Pasuk says, milchamo l'Hashem b'amolek midor doer. That the battle that Hashem wages against Amalek is in each and every single generation. Shemizgaber al kol odom b'choleis b'chol mine tarbulois lapiloi chasashon. There's an Amalek in 1993, 1994, that works on every single Jew and tries all kinds of tricks to destroy the person. Ki hu hamesis hu amastin. Because the Gemara says the same angel that's the one that convinces a Jew to do sins is the same one that goes and rats on him before, goes and prosecutes him before Hashem. Ki b'tchilo mesis sodom lamash mesisoy. In the beginning, the Yetzirah seduces the person and entices the person to what he entices him. V'yahakach mekatre golov, and then he prosecutes him ad shebo loveiz etzor of Yisurim chasashon, to the point where he convinces Hashem to shoot tzorois at the person, to shoot suffering at the Jew. V'hu biatzmoi shemachlish umeval ve'leiv ho'odom shelo yitzak v'yishanan l'Hashem yisborach. And this same Amalek, this same Yetzirah, is the one who weakens the person and cools the person off, that the person shouldn't have that super desire to cry out to Hashem when he's going through this suffering, this trouble. Ki machnis beliboy ke'ilu efes tikva chas v'shalom. This Amalek injects a feeling into the person's heart as if there's no hope. Just like he did by the miracle of Mitzrayim. The Jews were flying so high, he was the one who busted the bubble. So how much more so when a Jew is down in the dumps, where his only salvation would be to cry out to Hashem, Amalek's the one who injects those feelings into our heart. Oh, forget it, it's not going to help you. Davening isn't going to help you. You'll need much more than that. V'roitze lahashkiach midaitoi kol hatoivois v'hachasodim v'hanisim v'hanefloiz sh'os Hashem izborochem avoiseinu v'im kol echad v'yechad b'protius. Amalek is the one who tries to get the Jews to forget all the wonderful kindnesses and miracles that Hashem has done with our forefathers and with each and every one of us in the past. V'hatikon l'chol zeh, what's the antidote to Haman? Hu bechinas Mordechai. The solution to Haman is called Mordechai. Shehu bechinas hatzadik ho'emes. Mordechai represents, is the symbol of the tzadik emes. Bechinas mor deroyer. The Gemara says, where do we find Mordechai mentioned in the Chumash? You have the one of these 11 spices was called mor deroyer, and the targum of mor deroyer is morei dachya. Shehu besamim roish shel shemen amishcha. That was the best one of the spices that was used in the shemen amishcha. Sheboy nimshach kol hamishkan vekelov ve'aron hakohen ubonov. That was used to anoint all the different vessels in the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Mishkan they would smear this holy oil on them, and they would also smear it on Aaron HaKohen and on all of his children, this Shemen HaMishcha. Shekol avoidosom b'mishkan u'b'Beis HaMikdash ha'koil hoyo lichvoil kol ha'pulois mishtanois b'echod ha'poshut v'kanal. We learned earlier, what was the main purpose of the Mishkan? What was the main purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? V'hoyo ha'mishkan echod. The purpose of the Mishkan and Beis Mikdash was that was a place where all the Pa'ulais Mishtanois became Achdus HaPoshut. The Ktoiris was an example of it, right? Where they took all of these different spices, and including Chelbana, and made one out of them. Or better yet, the way Rav Nosenzal shows in the beginning of Yemei Atlois, they quote a shir from Rav Nosenzal, where Rav Nosenzal shows how the Avoida of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis Mikdash was where he took all four levels of creation. Doimeim, Tsoimeach, Chai, and Medaber. Doimeim is salt. Salt is al kol korban chatakrit melech. Each korban had to have salt on it, right? Or the dirt in the Beis HaMikdash, you know, that they used for soita and everything. Tsoimeach is the spices for the ktoiris, which is things that grow. Chai is the animals. Medaber is the kohen god, the kohen himself. So that we see that in the Beis HaMikdash, all four levels of creation were united and blended together to declare the oneness of Hashem. This V'hoyo HaMishkon Echod. Kishom Iker Hizgalus Elukus. Because in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is the main place where the oneness of Hashem was revealed. K'moy Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, V'noyadati Shomo L'bnei Yisrael. I will be recognized from the Beis HaMikdash for the entire Jewish people. V'kanal, as we spoke about this in detail earlier. V'ikr kedushas HaMishkon v'keilov nimshach mishemen HaMishcha. The main holiness of the Mishkan and the holiness of the Mizbeach and the Menorah, all of those things, came from smearing this holy oil on it, this oil with the spices in it, this Shemen HaMishcha. Shehu Reach Toiv Dikdusha, which represents the sweet aroma of holiness, HaNimshach Mikidusha Gavoya Ma'oid Ma'oid, which comes from a very, very high place of Kiddusha. Sheyesh loy koyach lekadesh es kol hamishkan vekelov, which has the ability to make holy the entire mishkan and all the vessels in it, lahaloisam lachnisam mechoy lekodesh, to transfer them from regular, from ordinary, to holy. The smearing of this special oil is what made it so holy. Sheikar hakdushahu shenichlolim biachdus haposhut. We said earlier that the main holiness is when a person becomes part of this oneness of Hashem, sheshom kol shoresh shel kol hakedushos. That's the source of all holiness. Nimtza sheshemen hamishcha sheosa moisha hayalai koyach nifla kaze lehalois kol mishkan vekeila shnasa mizov vakesef anachayshes etcheles vargomon shahaya bay riboy shinuyim vegavnen harbe shesh bekesef azov shem klal kol chemda soilam befrat chemda samamoin shubchenes esgaber sadavim kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says now that we see that this shemen amishcha had an unbelievable power. It was able to take so many different things. The Mishkan wasn't made from one thing. The Mishkan was incredible variety. Gold, silver, copper, blue wool, purple wool, red wool, variety, variety, variety. And by putting this Shemen HaMishcha on it, it was able to take all of these different things, and especially gold and silver, which represent the thing that all people desire, that Taivas Momoin, which represents to his, which corresponds to his Gabrus HaDomim. We learned earlier that the word Domim means money, and the word Domim means blood. So that the Zohar Vokesef, which was in the Mishkan, which represents Domim, money, is synonymous with the Hizgabrus Hadamim of blood. We said the blood which rises up whenever there's a tzora, you know, whenever the person's hit with a major crisis. The Hamishkon, Shenasa Mikol Zeh, the Mishkon, which was made of this super variety of all of these diversified ingredients, Hoyotikun Al Kol Zeh Kanal, was the tikkun for this whole problem of the Pulois Mishtanois. V'chol kedushasoi nimshach al yedei shemen ha-mishcha. The entire holiness of the Mishkan came about through this special oil. Sheboi niskachu ha-mishkan v'kelov. That's what made the Mishkan and all of its kelim holy. V'he'elo ha-koil. And that's what elevated all of these pu'ulois mishtanois to be nichlal in achtus ha-poshut. Kol ha-gavnin, all the assorted colors, v'shinuyim rabim, all the differences that were found in the Mishkan, the different levels of Kedusha, Kodesh HaKodoshim, and then the Kodesh, and the Azorah, and the Chotzer, sheyu nechlolim bechad haposhut, that it should all become part of the oneness of Hashem, sheshom kol hakdushos, that's the source of all holiness, shaydezeh hoyokoyach b'mishkan l'chapra b'nei Yisrael, l'tara mikol atumos. That's what gave the Mishkan the ability to forgive for all the sins and to purify the Jews from all types of impurities. Shekulam heim bechinas kfirois hanimshach mebechinas pirut kanal. All types of tumah come from a place of separateness, pirud, which is synonymous with kfira, lack of belief in Hashem Echod. Kfira means Elokim Acherim, which is this concept of, you know, pulois mishtanois. Shemafriden chas v'shalom apulois mishtanis kanal, by separating the pulois mishtanis. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei b'chinas reyach toiv. Because the main tikkun is brought about through a good aroma. Shehu chiyus haneshama. That's the source of life for the soul of the person. Shehu b'chinas shemen hamishcho shenase b'tikunim nizgovim kwele. This refers to this special perfumed oil that was made with such tikkunim sheyesh loy koyach lahamshich reyach toiv lechol horechoyke me'akdusha, whereby it has the ability to draw a sweet smell upon all of those that are far from kedusha sheyevshel achyosam kiyim bebechinas reyach toiv. These kind of people whom it's impossible to give them, to wake them up and to give them any light without giving them this sweet or a sweet smell. That's all you can give them. Bebechinas hanemar al nafshes Yisrael hamutolim begolus tayvoisein amidaisein chas v'shalom, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim about those Jews that have fallen into the exile of their own evil desires and evil characteristics. The pasuk says over there, samchuni bo ashishus rapduni batapuchim ki choilas ahavooni shepirish Rashi shom sheheimine rechois. This refers to sweet smells. Lahavdol on Yom Kippur, when a person's fasting, when a person's very tired, and they're falling apart, and the one guy in shul brings around that those smelling salts, and a person smells that, and despite the fact that he's very tired and weak and fallen, taking a whiff of that picks him up, and suddenly he's alive and he's bouncing. You know, he's up again. Period. He's up and around. Here, Rav Nosson Zal says that this shemen hamishcha, this holy oil, this perfumed oil, which was rubbed on all the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan, that's what gave it a level of Kedusha, where even those Jews who are asleep and very far from Kedusha, very fallen, by coming into contact with that, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, that kicholas ahavoni, that when a Jew is feeling ill from love for Hashem, chas v'shalom, in other words, because he loves Hashem so much and yet feels so far from Hashem, what's the solution? Sabchuni ba'ashishus, rabduni batapuchim, to put him into a perfume jar, like a jar of perfume, and that gives him the chizuk that he needs, you know, to get up again and try again, that kind of thing. Ki bavoneseinu harabim, ba'oitzem chalishusenu ato, betoikef merirus hagolus, because as a result of our many sins, which have brought upon us such a level of weakness and tiredness, now in Golus, kvar nechlash koicheinu kol kach, we're so weak, ad she'einonu margishim noyam mesikus tzuf dvash imrei noyam shela tzadiki emes. We're so weak to the point where we don't feel the sweetness, the delicious, delicious sweetness of the pure words of the tzadik emes. Who tried to inject life into us by teaching us such pure words. Bebechinas kol oichel tisayev nafshom. As the Pasuk says, when a person feels very sick, you can't tempt them with a steak, you can't tempt them with a delicious piece of cake. Why? Because he's sick. A person's feeling sick, nothing looks tempting to them. So when the Yidden are in Golus and they fall into such a low level, even though the Tzaddikim try to feed us delicious, delicious chocolate cake, their words, which are so sweet and delicious and tasty, we have no appetite. Ve'ein chiyusenu ela masha'onu meirichin meirochoik ma'at horeach toiv ha'kodesh v'anoira shel chidushei toiros ha'makdoisha. And therefore, the only thing that gives us sustenance, that gives us life, is the smell. Just being able to smell the sweet aroma of their Torah. Now, a person's on such a low madrega, he can't eat the Torah. All he can do is smell it. In other words, it's more of a distant connection. V'zeh b'chinas horeach shel shemen ha'mishcha, sheboi niskadei shakoil, v'nichnas michutz lefnim. This is the concept of this Shemen HaMishcha, which was put on all the Kelim of the Beis Mikdash and Mishkan, and that's what made them holy. Shemishom Kedushas Mordechai Anal. That's where Mordechai HaTzadik draws his holiness from. He comes from the Besomim, from the Mordoror. Shehumachnia Klipas Amolek. It's that sweet smell that has the ability to subdue the Klip of Amolek. Sheroitze Lahatil Pigam Bereshis HaYeshua. This evil Amalek who wanted to stick a pin in the first Yeshua that Klal Yisrael had. As if Hashem didn't really help the Jews yet at all. Mordechai Yodea Kolze. Mordechai is the one who understands all of this. He knows what Amalek's out to do, that Amalek's out to be goyver, the Pulois Mishtanois, against the Achdus HaPoshut. He's out to show that Klal Yisrael HaMafuzer HaMafoyrod. He's out to stick a pin to deflate the glory of the miracles that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael. Umachnis b'chochmosoi ho'emuna ha'gdoisha b'Yisrael. Mordechai HaTzadik is the one who, with his great wisdom, he injected faith into every Jew. Umeir b'leiv ho'odom umazkiroi b'choleis kol ha'toivois v'anisim v'nefloi shekvaros Hashem zavroch imonu b'kloleis u'b'protius. He's the one who reminds the Yid of all the miracles that Hashem has done for our parents and for us, each and every one individually. U'kamei shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Borchi nafshiyas Hashem v'al tishkechi gol gemulav. I bless Hashem and I will not forget all the wonderful things He's done for us. Vaydeze yesh koyach litzoik uleschana lefne Hashem izborach shiyeshenu gamata v'kanal. And that's what gives a Jew the strength to cry out Hashem for help now. The only way you could do it is if you first remember and arouse within yourself that positive confidence in Hashem based on remembering all the good things He did for you in the past. Shaydeze Hoya Toike Fanes Shel Purim. That's what brought about the super miracle of Purim. Shenichna Venofol Homan Amalek. This Homan Amalek fell down completely. Uberachamov Yisborach Heferes Atzosoi Vikilkelas Mashaftoi. And with Hashem's great kindness, he pushed aside Haman's plans. He destroyed Haman's plans. And things got turned around completely to the good, from one extreme to the opposite extreme. Asher yishletu ayuhudim hema b'sineim, a complete overthrow. The kovu yemei haPurim oele simcha umishta v'yom toiv, and these days of Purim were established as days of celebration ledoiros, for generations, lohidia, to inform us. Shegam ba'avdusenu, even in our servitude, even when we're servants, even when we're in galus, lo yozavnu elokeinu, Hashem is not forsaken us. Shezehu toikev hanes v'hayishua haneflo shel Purim. This is the super powerful miracle of Purim. Shegodol mikol hamoyadim. This Purim, which is superior to all other holidays. Kamoisha omru rabbi senzor ha'avrocha, as the Gemara says. In the future, all holidays are going to become bottle, and Purim will not become bottle. Ki ikara hanesu mashroinu shegam ba'avdusenu betoikef hagolus Hashem isborach mashgiach kol kach bashgoch neflo v'sibois latoiva mitchilo v'atsoif. The chiddush in Purim is that we were not in Eretz Yisrael at the time. We were in the garbage at the time. We were in golus. We were at the end of a 70-year golus. We were at the lowest point that we could possibly be at the time. And that's when Haman took his best shot, and still Hashem bailed us out. Still Hashem was with us. He showed that even when the Yidden are that far down, He's with us, and He can turn things around completely, completely for our benefit. Shedaiko al yidei Haman tehoreg vashti amar shas, whereby this Haman Zhlub was the one who ended up being the one to help kill Vashti. V'acharkach al yidei ze biatzmoi. Interesting, just the Vashti is the Marshas of Purim. It's brought in Sforim that Yovan, the Rishoim of Hanukkah, are Yovan. Yovan is Bigimatria Vashti exactly. You have the Yudvav, right? And Nun Sofit equals 700. Remember? Tof is 400. Chof Sofit is 500. Mem Sofit is 600. Nun Sofit is 700. Which is, so Vashti is Bigimatria Yovan exactly. And Yovan is Bigimatria Beis Pom, and this Vashti is Bigimatria twice Nochosh it's brought. Because Kaviochel, just like in Kedusha, there's the male and female. In Tumo also, there's this concept of two. The concept of the Sitra, Lil, you know, it's different representations. So twice Nochosh is Bigimatria Vashti, which is Bigimatria Yovan. That's what they stand for. V'acharkach al yidei ze bi'atzmo yihye toikef hanes. And then, as a result of Vashti getting wiped out completely, that's what made for the whole miracle that Achashverosh made a beauty pageant, and Esther Amalka came into power. Shetolu es homon al yidei Esther, b'hashkocho is neflo is kela, where they ended up hanging Haman on a tree through Esther Amalka. He was the one Haman had Vashti murdered, and he didn't know he was the one who was going to put Esther Amalka into power so that she could dump him, so that she could hang him up on a tree. Kimavor b'megillah hakdoisha, as is explained in the Megillah. V'tzorich losum leiv loze heitev. A Jew has to study this very carefully, lehoven mizeh, and to understand from this that this isn't old news. This isn't stuff that happened 2-3 thousand years ago. Shekamoikein gamato sheadayin lo. That same thing holds true now. Now we're also at the end of a golus, and it's not a 70-year golus; it's a 2,000-year golus. And the same thing is now. Loy ozav chazdoy meitonu. Hashem is not taken away all of his chesed from us. Utzrichem lehizgaber besimcha tomid. And a Jew has to always be mizgaber with simcha lehamshich kedushas simchas purim. To draw upon himself the holiness of purim lehamin, to believe. Ki Hashem Yisborach imonu gamato betoikef hagolus hazeh. That Hashem is with us even now in the super golus that we're in now. Velitein toido vohoido bechol yoim al hovar. And to give praise and thanks to Hashem every single day for all the things of the past, ulevakesh lahabur, and to ask for the present and the future. Rabbeinu Zal has another chapter in Likutei Moharan, Torah Vav, where Rabbeinu Zal says, in order for a person to do tshuva, he has to be baki bahalacha. He has to know how to walk. And he says over there, walking means you have to know how to go up and down, like in Har Nofir. And a hill, you got to know how to go up a hill, you got to know how to climb, and you got to know how to go down. If not, you won't be able to get to certain places. And again, the hardest part is the going down. That when a person's going down, that's where most people fall out. They don't know what to use to hold on to when they're going down. And here, Rav Nosson Zal stressed and re-stressed what there is to use. That the Ikar is the Birchas HaTorah. More important than the learning itself is the Brochan HaTorah. Because sometimes a person's in a low place, but if he'll say the Birchas HaTorah with Simcha, that despite the fact that I don't feel it right now I'm dead, my nerves are dead, somebody shut off the power. So I know I'm learning Chumash and it feels like I'm chewing on sand, it feels like I'm eating spinach. But I believe be'emuna shleima, what's written and what I've been told, that this is the word of Hashem, and this is milk, this is white, this is chesed, and this is the biggest success in life. If a person, and I believe that I have a shaychus to it, I have the opportunity, not today, even maybe tomorrow. Today I'm down, then tomorrow I'll be up. There's no such thing as permanent yerida. Even if I'll go through 7 years of famine, there'll be 7 years of plentifulness. And if a person will be mechazik himself with that simcha, that'll guarantee that'll pull him, that there won't be a churban beis hamikdash. And that'll guarantee him that he will be able to do tshuva. Because the whole key in tshuva is being able to hold on to yourself when you're down. Not letting yourself drop out completely, chas v'shalom. The Gemara says that the rabbis, whenever they were in someone's house, they would say something, b'chvoy d'achsanya. The fact that this was the coming here to the home of Rabbi Yitzchok ben Esther was initiated by the home. Nobody invited. Personal invitation to have a group of people that learn together every day come together in my house. The Gemara says, yihi beischo beizvad l'chachomim, that this is why a person moves into an apartment. The purpose of living in an apartment isn't that your kids should have beds to sleep on, or the ultimate purpose, the tachlis, is that a person's house should be used as a beis vad for Torah, for Hashem's Torah, and especially the Torah of Rabbeinu Zal. The fact that we're zecha to learn this Torah, it's not coincidence that we're learning this right now, because this is the whole concept of Hanukkah. When we talk about Hanukkah, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating the fact that the Yevonim wanted to take this away from. They didn't want to kill the bodies. They wanted them to be living corpses. They wanted the Yidden to be physically alive, but spiritually dead. We want the bodies. Just reject your Torah, reject your religion, and stay with us. You know, to deny the Emun and Hashem, and to extinguish the Simcha. And we're told that the Kovu Shmoyne Sime Chanukah Elu, that the Chachomim established these 8 days, Lohoidoi Sulahalel. What is there, Lohoidoi Sulahalel? Lohoidoi Sulahalel, not over the Suvganiyot. Lohoidoi Sulahalel, over the Torah, that we didn't drop Hashem, we remained steadfast, we held on to the Torah, and we have it available today. And any time a Jew wants, he can make a new start. Chanukah miloshen chinuch. If I want today, I can still make a fresh start. Any time a person wants. Halavai, we should be zeicha that the zchus of Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal, should be shore in this house, that. Each one of our homes should be a mokum for Torah, a mokum for tefillah, and we should be zecha never, never to give up on ourselves or on anything chas v'shalom, to be mischazik, to take the words of Rav Nosson Zal seriously, and to be boki, to have this hiluch, to take advantage of this hiluch and derech that Rabbeinu Zal gave us, and be zecha thereby to make the tikkun that's needed to bring about the coming of Moshiach, to bring about the Smith Hashem, Amen, Amen, Amen.